The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg. We're joined by Sue Balcom of Root Cellars Farm near Mandan. Sue joins us from our studio in Bismarck. Hello, Sue.
Hi, guys.
You know, this time of year, I often think of that Garrison Keillor joke where he says the only time the Minnesotans and North Dakotans lock their car doors is during zucchini season, because people, your neighbors or whatever, just load up your car with it.
Have you found that to be true on your side of the
yeah,
state?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not complaining. I love it, and I will eat it up.
I once grew zucchini, and I emphasize once. Once.
How many seeds did you plant, might I ask?
Well, I don't know. Probably just a handful, but I had bounty, unbelievable bounty. Baseball bats in early September.
Yep, because there's one gal. She was a beginning gardener, and so she planted the whole packet of zucchini seeds. And she will never do that again, because you cannot get rid of them short of dropping them off in somebody's car when they're not looking.
So what should we do with all the zucchini once we've found it in our cars?
Well, if it's way, way big, then I used to write notes on it with a scriber. You know, I'd like write a thank you note or another little note on the skin and take it over and leave it on my neighbor's doorstep. We kind of had this little thing going back and forth. But the thing you have to know about zucchini is that it is a summer squash. So while winter squashes keep, summer squashes are watery and best eaten when they're tiny. So if you can get them before they go like nutso on you, they're really good raw. They have a very mild flavor. Kids usually can tolerate them because they do have such a mild flavor. But, oh, my gosh, I love sautéed zucchini. Put some onions in there, some green chilies, and then cover it with cheese and bake it in the oven for a few minutes. Oh, it's just divine that way.
But the challenge is finding them at that size, because they can be hidden by the foliage and they might grow about a foot a day. They're quite remarkable that way.
You know, they do. They do. I swear, they grow at least 6 inches overnight. So the key here is not to plant the whole pack of seeds, but plant one hill and then stand guard over it, because they are better when they're young. But if they do get to be too big, I have a recipe that I got from a little German lady for zucchini fruit bars. Now, while they never grew zucchini in their garden back in the day, I suppose maybe because it didn't keep well, or maybe it was like a foreign concept or something to those farmers. But that makes the best bar I've ever eaten in my life. It's got raisins, and it's got kind of a brown butter topping with peanuts on it. And it's one way to disguise that zucchini so that your kids will eat it.
Yeah, boy, there's no shortage of baked goods out there, that, you know, with things like pancakes, waffles, something similar to a banana bread, you know, zucchini bread. It just shows up time and again as a great alternative. If you have too much of it that you can't possibly just eat it all, you know.
Well, you know, you can grate it and freeze it, which I've heard a lot of people do that. My new love, of course, is zucchini noodles. Mm-hmm. You know, like I bought a tiny little $10 spiralizer, and I put those noodles in noodle soup all summer long. Yeah, it'd still
plus
be called
you get to say zoodles.
Zoodles, there we go. It's amazing that they kind of hold together, and they take on this whole different texture, because zucchini will be like a chameleon, and it will adapt or take on the properties of whatever it's cooked with, which is why it's kind of versatile. People disguise it as hamburger in like lasagna dishes. I used to do pizza crust with it and egg bakes with it, and use it instead of ground beef in a lot of recipes. Even chili, you can use it kind of as a filler. But it's also awesome for you health-wise, so you should try to hide it into lots of different foods. Even though, you know, if people find out about it, they sometimes don't like that you do that. But I'm known for that. So,
Sue, do you peel the zucchini, or do you like the peel?
you know, strictly out of laziness, I don't peel anything, carrots, potatoes, or zucchini. Well, okay, winter squash I peel. And then later on, I found out that that's the healthiest part of your vegetable. So if you get them young, I would not peel them. In fact, if you get them big and grate them for inside of something, I wouldn't peel them either. Now, I would caution you against knowing your farmer and knowing how they raise that zucchini would be very helpful. And I have a recommendation for everybody who wants to grow zucchini out there. I found a zucchini from Prairie Road Organics called Dark Star, and it's awesome because you can know if they're tiny and evenly shaped. These will stay that way for a lot longer than most of the zucchini I grew before. And this has like a beautiful dark, just almost nighttime looking skin on it. It's just gorgeous zucchini. And you can get it locally. It's a locally offered seed from Prairie Road, but it took 6 years to breed this particular zucchini to keep it uniform in shape. Because you've seen them, they do look like those big kids' baseball bats, you know? And that's when you want to grate them and throw the seeds away, because then that's when they develop seeds, and then the seeds get in the way of everything else you're doing.
Be very careful where you put those seeds.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, compost them or something, but don't be throwing them out in your yard, that's for sure.
Can you ever roast them like a pumpkin seed or a winter squash seed? Can you do that with summer squash?
I think they're too watery for that. Okay. You know, they come out kind of like a cucumber seed in the inside when a cucumber gets to be too big. But they're still, you know, they're so easy to grow, and they're such a good plant for a beginner gardener, as long as you remember not to plant more than one hill.
Well, they look so much like cucumbers that sometimes they're confused for them. Do they have common uses?
The cucumber or the zucchini?
Both. I mean, either
like,
or.
They share applications.
I have never pickled zucchini, but I do know that you can make zucchini apple pie if you want to hide it that way. So I would say no. Now that I think about that a little bit more, I would not try. I wouldn't try pickling them. I think that there's enough other ways to hide a zucchini than in a pickle jar.
So look at the label very carefully in the store. That's
yes, very carefully in the store.
Okay. Well, we've checked out zucchinis. It's always a pleasure to talk with Sue Balcom of Ritzeller's Farm near Mandan. Thanks for being with us, Sue.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.